It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
All of a sudden, one week, nobody had anything down there.
It's a new world. That guy was born too early.
I've never been a fan of the Bush, to be honest.
Really?
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
I'm going to need some pliers and a set of 30-weight ball bearings.
What the hell you need ball bearings for?
Oh, come on, guys. It's so simple. Maybe you need a refresher course. It's all ball bearings nowadays.
And Brandon Sprague.
Only problem is he's got a little bit of Mississippi leg hound in him. If the mood catches him right, he'll grab your leg and just go to town. You don't want him around if you wear his short pants, if you know what I mean.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith, as there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos that will be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. As we are every day.
Period.
Make sure you like the video if you're watching. We love you all. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. People say I need a segment once a week just to just yell at clouds. Somebody said we should do a butthurt dirt segment. Here's the thing. You never know what's going to cause butthurt dirt to come out. It's random things that pique my butthurtness. And so you always have to be on alert when something's going to chat my ass to that level.
You didn't text anything in the group chat last night. No. Not that it was, on fire with Monday Night Football.
I was seething at home, letting it boil over.
You had not indicated in any way at that point of the show that had bothered you even remotely.
I got to catch you off guard. I got to keep you on your toes, man. You never know when it's going to pop up.
We probably should have, the way we have a breaking news sounder swag, we should probably create something that indicates butt hurt dirt.
Just some guy yelling in the background.
Like a baby crying. Yeah. Oh, no, he's got butt hurt dirt.
Here he comes. What's it going to be today? Just say
whatever that is. Jason Kelce for 20 minutes. Oh, my God.
Well, as I do a deep dive, an introspective psycho.
Therapy Tuesday, man.
As I do a psychoanalyst of.
You need to talk to somebody.
What's causing these anger issues to burst out in me?
We know what it is.
Look, I think this is a.
Yeah,
I think
baby.
This one. Well, actually, he was great yesterday. He didn't nap very good, but he's rolling over now, and it's just he's a delight. He slept through the night last night.
No, I know he's a delight.
No problem with the kids yesterday.
You don't think about the mental wear and tear of a baby, and then you're ranting about Jason Kelce for a quarter.
I think this is a Taylor Swift adjacent rant. If I'm going to be honest with you, I do. I think the primary reason he was in the booth was because they understand the Kelce Swift thing. Ladies love Kelce. I think. That's what they were trying to capitalize on, and it felt like more Taylor Swift shoved down my throat, and I am so sick and tired of it.
Okay, so you're just anytime
that's
you
my
see
psychoanalysis.
Jason, you're putting
now.
Taylor on the TV.
I am.
In your
I'm
mind.
Now connecting the two of them. I'm connecting the Kelces and the Swifts until their fake relationship ends.
Well, I did see the report though. I want you guys to know that Brittany Mahomes, Patrick's wife, is suddenly questioning her support for Donald Trump because
she's pissed off Taylor Swift.
He dare say he hate. Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
So now she's second-guessing her support for Donald Trump.
You got to question these things.
It's breaking news
yesterday.
This
is the kind of news that I need in my life. This is what I need more of. And then you're going to get a little bit more butthurt dirt. How about this to cheer me up? Can we have some fun with audio?
Sure.
Mail sack, by the way, coming up in a matter of moments, so we'll get to those. Get your questions in. 503-864-6326. How do you say pecan? Is it pecan? Pecan? How do you say it?
I say pecan.
I say pecans.
We both say pecans.
Some I've people say pecans.
Pecans, right? I feel like I've heard pecan from time to time.
I've heard pecan, pecan, pecan.
Yeah, all three.
I've heard all three.
It can go any way. Well, Mike Gundy's.
It's a damn tasty nuts.
Is it data or is it data?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I actually had to record a commercial yesterday,
and you didn't know what to say.
That word was in the commercial,
right?
I think I went data,
but I bet you've also said data.
I definitely have said data.
Yeah, I think it depends how I read
that
the sentence.
Actually seems interchangeable.
It does.
Like, I've never gotten a definitive
which one is it,
or is there a specific use of the word that requires it to be pronounced one way or the other?
One of our famous debates on this show when we were noon to three was GIF or GIF.
Yeah, which is GIF. The guy said it's
the
GIF.
The guy literally said, when I created it, it's GIF.
Like the peanut butter.
Yeah, but it's spelled with a G-I, and so everybody calls it GIF, but then you ask him, how do you say giraffe that starts with G-I?
It's like those people named Jeff that's G-E-O-F-F.
Oh, those Jeffs are G-off. The worst. G-off. Yeah.
G-off.
You can't trust a G-off, man.
Why? Well, I mean, that's not their fault. They
can't trust a
themselves.
G-off. No, change your name, G-off.
Just go George.
Yeah.
Just go shorts.
Well, one of the more interesting games is another dud of a weekend in college football, but one of the more interesting games is Oklahoma State is playing Utah this weekend.
Did you think college was better than the NFL this week? Because I thought the NFL was great.
NFL killed it.
NFL
blew it
was
out of the
great.
Water.
Yes. There were like two or three noise. Was like, semi-interesting
like,
games.
What? I mean, you ended up with Georgia-Kentucky.
That was
kept
an interesting
around.
Game, but it was a crappy game.
It was terrible. It was 13-12.
It was a horrible game. It was only interesting because Georgia might lose it. It was like, oh, could they really lose this game?
Right.
And then you remember they did that last year, too, to like Auburn, and somebody else almost got him. Well, Mike Gundy, obviously the head coach at Oklahoma State, this is turning into kind of a weekly staple where we play a funny clip from him. They play, let me look this up real quick, make sure I get it right. They got Utah this week, and then I think Kansas State the next week. So back-to-back weeks, they play Utah, Kansas State. Here is Mike Gundy on the scheduling.
The schedule releases in Kansas State back-to-back up through. Are you excited about that? Are you wishing that that would come a little bit later in the schedule? What are kind of your initial thoughts whenever you first saw that schedule?
Well, I thought they were trying to make it hard on us, to be honest with you. And the commissioner's my buddy, but he doesn't do the scheduling. So I sent the wrong guy pecans for Christmas. I should have sent the scheduling guy pecans for Christmas. But I'm sure they set this up based on success over an extended period of time and what they thought could be games that might determine what happens at the end of the year. And their job is to create games that are going to draw viewership. And I would guess that they probably, when they scheduled these games.
So Utah this week on the road against Kansas State. Pecans enough of a Christmas present to bribe you on something?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. I don't even like nuts. You guys like nuts. That's not enough.
Yeah, I put some pecans the other day on some French toast, but that was like four of them that I just diced into really small pieces. Like pecan pie, I hate.
Yeah, I'm not a pecan pie. I mean, I'm not a
pecan pie.
Talk
about a heart attack. Just way too rich.
I love pecan pie.
I know you do.
We all know what's in there.
Deep down, I'm fat.
If you're gonna give swag pecans, you might as well just give them the pie.
Exactly. Just do the pie. You don't want the. How often do you eat a pecan on its own?
Oh, I'll eat them.
Do you really? You buy pecans?
I don't buy pecans.
What is so funny?
I don't know.
You know, I'll eat them, be a drop. That'd be a good
Swag's
right
really
there.
Good at, like, you can make Swag laugh just by looking at him and laughing. He likes to laugh, and he's always waiting for somebody else to laugh so he can laugh.
Well, pecan's not enough for Mike Gundy.
Utah, Kansas State is games. Brutal, but breaking news, bud. This happens every year to multiple teams.
Well, this is, and now with the mega conferences, this is going on. It's actually going on in the SEC where you don't play, you know, one tough game and then have, you know, 3 weeks of
cakewalks. There was that on the LSU-South Carolina game this weekend. That was the first time that LSU played in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Since 2008.
Yeah, the SEC is the dumbest.
2008.
But look at LSU.
It was 15 years ago. They have not done a road game into a conference opponent in 15 years.
Wait, they haven't had a road game?
LSU had not played at South Carolina since 2008.
Okay, yeah, I heard that wrong.
Like,
yes.
What the? How is that possible?
I don't know how they won that game, by the way.
Bad officiating.
They went 17-0 in that game.
Yeah, bad officiating is how they won it. So I enjoyed that one from Gundy. They got Utah this week. Rising's supposed to go, but just a funny note about sending the commissioner pecans.
Nobody will fill our leech void, but he comes the closest,
for sure. Definitely the closest.
He had a weird thing with Pepsi. I don't know why, but he had a picture where his back was turned. He was looking at a Pepsi cooler, and I don't know what the gist of it was, but it just was people cutting him out with his back, looking at a Pepsi machine, and then like photoshopping him at the grocery store would be like, memes would say, my buddy looking at me browse beer knowing I'm still buying the 30-pack of Busch Light.
This is what I'm getting.
Gundy looking at the beer selection, even though it was him from the Pepsi machine.
But he said, hey guys, according to my southern in-laws, pecans go under your bed. Pecans are a delicious nut.
Ah.
Who doesn't love a delicious nut?
You always have to have a pecan under that bed. You never know when it's going to strike.
Never know.
God forbid you walk to your toilet.
That's too far to go. And this is another guy who is just good for a great quote every single week, every day, and I love this man. Who was the Pittsburgh Steelers of your Pop Warner Football League? Do you remember that? Because this coach does.
Well, you don't know till you go out and play the games, and we really don't know. I mean, we had an opener, you know, against the Raiders, and we had the opener on the road against the Panthers. Our team looks really good at openers. You know, they look good. You know, so we're gonna treat them start treating them all like openers. And this week, really, I mean, going to Pittsburgh, you know, the challenge that's going to be. I mean, it's really that is an opener. This is opener against a playoff team, you know, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How cool! I can remember, you know, being a young kid, and you know, we're playing the team from, you know, Dexter this week, and they're the Pittsburgh Steelers of the Washtenaw County Youth Football League, and you know, we're actually playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, this weekend. So yeah, very on to Pittsburgh. You know, let's find out. Let's find out what we're made of. And
that question was, what do you know about your team so far, coach? That was the question. And that was the answer.
Did you see? We didn't talk about
this. God, I love
this.
That man.
He might be more leech-like than Gundy.
Just, he's not trying to be.
No.
Well, I know. And leech wasn't. It was just stream of consciousness, whatever's going on in there at the moment.
He has a condition, and football is the only thing that makes that man sane. Yes. And normal. We didn't talk about this, and I feel like we dropped the ball a little bit. I don't always feel that way about our show. The fact that we didn't talk about how he went to the equipment staff and asked what cleats Justin Herbert wears
so he could
because he wants to wear the same ones to feel like him. He is a psycho.
Oh,
he is an absolute psychopath.
They are 2-0 for the first time, I believe I saw, since 2012, I think was the last time the Chargers started a season 2-0. It's been a decade since they started a season 2-0.
We certainly have a lot of bad tape with me on the Steelers of this year, and I could be totally wrong. I'm picking them this weekend.
You're picking the Chargers this weekend?
Yeah, they're getting points at the Steelers.
I think the unders, though. I mean, who's going to score 20 points in that game?
Every under for the Steelers, bet the under.
Let's not act like the Chargers are an explosive offense right now.
No.
I mean, they're struggling to score, too. Herbert
scored 23 against the Panthers.
Yes. Yeah. And how much of that was aided by just getting Bryce easy Young. Interceptions from Bryce Young?
Right.
So, I love Jim Harbaugh. That's the gift that keeps on giving. And do you remember the Pittsburgh Steelers of your
Did you see him last week? He talked about when he goes to parties. And I actually really... It was something that I could relate to.
I love football. I love guys that like football.
Yeah, he basically goes, when I go to parties, I'm just trying to find guys who love football, because that's what I want to talk about.
I want to talk about football.
And I go to parties, and people are talking about mutual funds and politics, and I'm just like, where are the football people?
I'm just in the corner like, can you believe Jason Kelce was in the booth in the third quarter? What the hell are we doing Monday Night Football? This is ridiculous.
Why is that guy sitting down? Well, he's butt hurt. He's ranting. He's butt hurt.
His butt's a little hurt right now. Let's get to the mail sack, 503-864-6326. Questions welcome. Vancouver 4 text line. We'll answer them next on the fam. Well, somebody made me do something I didn't think I could do, but I did this weekend, and I want to talk about that coming up in 10 minutes. Let's get to the mail sack, shall we?
Any questions on this baby hippo that's taking over the internet, Mudang?
I have seen the videos of the baby hippo.
How do you not want to pick that thing up and just hold it?
Incredibly cute.
Oh, my Lord.
The hippopotamus.
Baby hippo, cutest baby animal in the animal kingdom.
I don't know about cutest, but it's in the running. It's in the conversation, I'll say that.
It's all wet and slippery and happy.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Baby seals when the seals have the fur?
What about like a baby panda or something? You know, a little panda bear rolling over with the fur?
Well, because of how massive hippos become as animals, I think I'm going to go there. I think baby hippo is cuter than baby seal. Baby panda.
Okay. Mail sack question. You have to pick one to run your professional football team for the next 5 to 7 seasons as head coach.
I need one coach to run my football team?
You have three options.
Okay.
Nathaniel Hackett. Adam Gase. Ben McAdoo.
What's my drug supply?
Good drugs.
We got good prescription drugs?
Good drugs.
There's not a winning pick.
You got to pick. You got to play the game.
You couldn't give me one like, oh, he made a wild card 1 year.
I'm going Ben McAdoo.
Oh, my God.
For the sheer fact, his big suits would make me laugh.
You tell me, where is Ben McAdoo currently coaching?
I have no clue. The only one I know who he's with is Hackett, because he's the OC with the Jets. I don't know where Gase is, and I don't know where McAdoo is.
McAdoo is currently a senior offensive assistant for?
You're damn right he is. A good team, probably, because the guys.
The Patriots.
Yeah, look at that. They should be 2-0 Patriots. Damn. damn near knocked off the Seahawks, eliminated me from my... If I would have known Ben McAdoo was on the staff, I wouldn't have taken the Bengals in week one of the Survivor Bowl.
Do I get Aaron Rodgers coming along with Nate Hackett?
Nope,
that might be my best bet.
Nope, you got to just pick your head coach. No personnel guarantees. I'm going big suit McAdoo.
And Gase is in the media. He can't even get a job.
He's in the media?
By the way, you Google him. Go back and remind yourself.
Googly eyes.
Wow, he was on drugs.
He was high as a kite.
And the fact that, like, they didn't stop that press conference or cancel and say he just threw up or something.
Not great.
That was the most problematic start. I'm gonna oh my God.
Play
that
the game.
Is not a good answer.
You gotta play the game. You gotta play the game.
I'm gonna go. Oh God, I'm gonna go Hackett.
Hackett.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I hate it.
Swag?
There's no winner.
I'm selling my franchise.
Way to answer the question.
Coward. Millsack question. What odd spelling of a seemingly normal name pisses you off the most? By the way, Spokane Jeff texted in, who is a G-E-O-F-F.
I was going to say, I thought we had a
We do.
A
I
listener.
Love you, Jeff. We yeah. love you, Jeff. I'm just kidding. What seemingly normal name? Just said, what the hell, man? Jeff instead of Jeff. We know what we just talked about. Emily, but somehow it ends with an I, or there might be an A in there somehow. So what odd spelling of a seemingly normal name do you look at and go, what are we doing there?
I mean, Jeff, the G-E-O-F-F one is a good one. I'll counter that. The Sean with a E-A-N is just always for me.
S-E-A-N?
Yeah.
That's the traditional Irish or Scottish or wherever.
I wasn't raised in a traditional Irish or whatever house.
The S-H-A-U-N,
what's the normal?
It's normal Sean. S-E-A-N.
That's like the normal,
that's
Sean?
That's traditional.
So A-W-N is
the
not normal?
S-H-A-U-N or S-H-A-W-N, I believe, is an Americanized version of Sean.
What would your power ranking favorite versions of Sean be?
S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N is
number one?
Yes.
Number one Sean for you?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I remember seeing it for the first time as a kid from a TV show, an actor. And I was like, his name is Sean?
No.
And somebody had to explain to me, that's
no,
Sean.
That's
and I'm
Sean.
Like, no,
that's
it's
Sean.
Not. That's no, no, it's yeah, not.
That's Sean. That's
not a lot of UNs there. AUNs?
I feel like your
Sean
name.
Sean White stands alone a little bit with it.
Yeah, your name has a little bit of this. There's a lot of like Brandon, 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 Brandon.
Can we quit putting Y's in Jason? It's J-A-S-O-N. Stop it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's a good point.
Stop it.
Y's and Jason?
There's a decent amount of Y-S-O-N's. You're trying to make yours the best. And yours is the most popular, I would say. There's a decent amount of Y-S-O-N's.
I'm trying to think through if there's any other bad. I mean, I know there's some that'll probably get texted in that we'll have to get to. It's hard to think of those on the spot. But there's definitely, whenever you see a funky name, you're trying, you want
Kelly,
the traditional
Kelly
name?
Can be this. Is it a Y? Is it an I-E?
Yeah, I-E or just I. I know a Kelly that's just an I.
Is it massively a girl's name, or is it more closely split than you think?
Well, the big one is Carrie.
Carrie's a good one, too. Yeah.
Because I have Carrie's in the family that are women. I have one of my best friends that's Carrie, that's male, that's K-E-R-R-Y.
There you go.
That's traditional.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Billie Eilish is going to set off a storm of Billies at some point where it's mainly I-E and not so much Y's.
He said, I have a friend, her name is, who has two daughters. One of their names is Olivia, spelled A-L-Y-V-I-A.
Stop it.
A?
A-L-Y-V-I-A. Olivia. Yeah,
I feel like you're just reaching a little bit.
I think we're reaching.
That's
all
purpose.
Grasping at
that's
that
a
point.
Purpose pitch.
That yeah. definitely is.
It's like you throw a screwball and everybody, you want to show everybody you throw a screwball, but you can't get anybody out with a screwball.
Yeah, you're doing it a little, you're trying a little too hard there, just a little bit.
We're getting Casey's texted in, Casey with a C, Casey with a K, or just the letters KC.
There's a reporter in Chicago named, just his name's Casey, and it's K and C.
KC, somebody said Mike spelled with a Y instead of an I. What are we doing? That's a thing? People are
I've seen
Mike's
M-Y-K-E.
With a Y?
M-Y-K-E, I've seen it before.
Sean Figgins got texted in, so how about that, Sean?
C-H-O-N-E. Oh, yeah. O-N-E,
it
that's
O-N-E.
Right.
What else we got here? Mail sack, went ring shopping this weekend, got my beautiful girlfriend an engagement ring.
Congratulations.
$2,880 with the diamond. I thought it was a good deal. How did you guys propose? Anything unique happen? And what did you say when you were on your knee?
I spent $210 on my engagement ring because I was broke as S. And we did it after walking my dog, and I had a dog poop bag in one hand. It's quite the love story I have.
Now, is it pre-planned on your part or just spur of the moment?
I can't even begin to fathom or explain to you how it happened. I had a big plan to do it traditionally on a Christmas day.
Like a big thing.
Here's the ring, wrap it in front of family. And I don't know why, but I panicked and I just did it.
Let's do it. Shoot from the hip.
It was terrible. YOLO. I feel bad for my wife, actually. I'm surprised she said yes. She probably should have said no until I did it better.
We
get our t-shirt cup.
I did not laugh.
Phone.
I didn't make any sound on that one. I didn't do anything.
We're
I held it back.
We're grabbing that.
I should have earned it.
I should have earned it. That was disciplined by me, and I would like to pat myself on the back there.
I'm just being, it's a trust tree. It's Therapy Tuesday. I'm just being honest with you guys. It was pretty awful.
I took the wife to the coast. I did it. The beach is her favorite place, so I took her to the coast, and we went for a walk on the beach that night. We were out on the sand with the sunset, and I got down. I don't really remember what I said. But I remember I planned
don't
it out.
Don't you just say, will you marry me?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a spiel before that. You know,
I love you so much.
You
you're
mean
my best
so
friend.
Much to me. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. You know, you go down those routes.
You downplay romantic Andy. I've seen him a little bit. He's in there, and you don't bring him out on the show very often.
Butthurt dirt and romantic dirt. They're in there somewhere. In there. You just never know when they're going to come out.
He's Andrew. When he's romantic, it's Andrew. Dirt is dead, and Andy is, off gambling.
We'll have
somewhere.
To get Lady Swag's take on this, because you were proposed too.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I did it myself the first time.
First time, yep.
And I did it on my birthday.
Good for you, all by yourself.
On your birthday?
So, yes. So, first wife had planned... We took a dinner train up to a winery up...
Boy.
This was when I was living up in outside of Seattle after college. And so then... I figured out what she had planned for my birthday and then got a hold of the people and had them bring some champagne. It was a dinner train thing up to a winery. So did it kind of there.
Guys, and then you guys are really proper fancy whites.
Yeah.
You guys knew exactly what you were doing.
And then
you got to put a game plan together and follow the game plan, man. Can't panic and call a hot route in the second quarter.
My blueprints growing up were divorced and hate each other.
Lady Swag proposed to me
and she did it.
We had, we were going out for dinner at Morton's.
How shocked were you when it happened? Was there a big surprise there?
I was a little surprised. It took me a minute because it was, you know how they print out the menus every day at Morton's? So she had called and got them to print out a special one, and it was printed on the menu.
There you go.
Is it like in your pasta or something? Just don't eat it? Was it that kind of thing? Or did she get down on it? It was like in
a box. No. The proposal.
Don't take that bite.
No, the proposal was printed on the menu.
Oh, she just said, will you marry me?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we still have it. So, and then I said, okay, well, if we're going to do it, then let's do it. And 2 months later, we got married.
Mail sack question. With the Blazers starting soon, what are the things to actually look for when you check in? I won't be watching much with football and baseball.
Sure.
But from a box score or catching a quarter here or there, what is actual progress aside from the tank?
Klingon minute distribution, Scoot, and Shaden stats. Literally nothing else matters.
Seems fair.
Sorry. I hate to say that. Trade Ant, I think trade Jeremy, trade
and how
all,
many
everybody.
Minutes the backcourt is, assuming they don't
Scoot
move Simons,
Shea. Yes.
How many minutes is it yes. Scoot and Shaden?
I love that Anthony Simons is still a Blazer. I honestly forgot about that until we just talked about it.
And root for the L. There's in a box, well, if you go look at the standings, there's a W and an L.
Yeah, you want the L's.
You want as many numbers under that L as you can possibly get.
I would say the only other thing that I could add to that, not much else, is the Robert Williams, is he going to tear his ACL 4 games into the year again? Is he going to play right away? Like, they want to trade him, but he's not healthy, so they're going to try and wait for him to show something.
Windhorse is saying he's available right now, so I think if a team needs him, they'll trade for him.
Is anybody going to offer anything until they see him play?
I think he's got to play a little bit, and everybody can see him play.
That's my point.
I think the opposite. He's close to healthy. I'd rather him get 100% and then let teams know, 2 seconds and he's yours.
I mean, I would do that as well. Can he get 2 seconds without playing a game? You think he's worth that?
I mean,
off
seconds
the injury?
I know. We got like 5 for GP2.
GP2 is a stud defender, man.
He was barely been healthy since he got there.
It's because of our bad medical staff, isn't it? Isn't that right? And they forced him to take the drugs.
They did make some medical staff changes, by the way.
Let's see here. What else we got? Anything else we want to get to today? This all people are texting in a bunch of names, so they're all getting lost in the mix. Eric got texted in. A-R-Y-K. Yeah. What?
I've seen that. Yeah. Well, Eric Armstead.
What?
A duck.
He's an I, though, I think. I think it's an
A-R-I-K.
I-K. Yeah, this is a Y-K.
Yeah, that's...
Ryan, R-Y-E-N. Oh, God.
One of my favorite Key & Peele skits.
Great skit.
When they're calling out the names of the school.
Is it Butthurt Dirt and Romantic Andy? Sounds like an early 2000s radio call-in show that aired on Sundays. That's going to be my new
show. You knew what you said. You just didn't want to share it publicly, and that's okay, because you're a Smoochums guy. It's okay.
I totally forgot. I totally forgot what I said.
Schmoopy, my schmoopy boopy.
All right, let's get to something. Something happened this weekend. I can't believe it made me root for this, and I will tell you what that is. We'll dive into it next. Well, sometime being butthurt dirt has its perks. Go check out the Seattle Kraken's website.
That's random.
Go to the Seattle Kraken's website, Jason Swigard. Will you do that for me?
All right. Why are we
just
doing
go
this?
Go check out the Seattle Kraken website. Your boy's going places. Your boy is going places. Waking up today to randomly find my picture on the front page of the Seattle Kraken's website is kind of entertaining.
It's the closest to national fame.
I'm famous adjacent because they're doing a story on our good buddy Ian Furness.
Good photo of you here. You got good lighting.
Quality
the beard
photo.
Looks good.
Quality
the hair
photo.
Looks good. The suit. You got a power suit there.
A power suit game. Our buddy Ian Furness got hired as their new pre-halftime or intermission post-game guy for their, what are they on, the
NBC?
King?
King.
What is it? King?
King 5 and Kong.
So they hired him, which is awesome. Dude, Furness deserves that job. He's
congrats. Congratulations.
He just sent me a text and said, hey, look at that. You're on the Seattle Kraken's website today because they took a picture of one of our famed award-winning WHL broadcasts.
And people went... The funny part is, I think people in Seattle who know Ian and know he's a tall man.
Yes, look at me like that guy's tall,
think
dude.
You're 6'2".
Hey,
are you on the box there?
I'm definitely. I had to do the box.
There's like an inch and a half,
dude. Yeah,
Ian Furness is
like 6'3". Yeah.
He's like 2 feet taller than me, big, man. Yeah. I had to stand on a box.
What's that Ian? 6'4", 6'5"?
Ian Furness is massive, dude. He is a big ass dude. I had this on Saturday when I came in to do the pregame show. I don't know how to adjust these chairs. I'm kind of stupid. Don't pull that. I know. It took me a while to figure it out. I was coming in hot, and I sat down, and my chair was super low because Luke was doing Center and Saint. And then I looked on, I had the YouTube thing up. I'm like, is this working? Are we on YouTube? And I pulled it up, and Anthony looked like he was 2 feet tall.
Well,
like I was, he is taller than
he's
me.
He's bigger than you.
But I needed to boost my chair up. I needed my booster seat, and I didn't have it.
We did a jokey poll just for funsies for Ian and said, better co-host Dirt or Linda Cohn, because Ian is now going to be doing this with Linda Cohn, who's back in Seattle. She started in Seattle, went to ESPN. She's back in Seattle, and I think she's still going to do some SportsCenter stuff. And somebody tweeted this, like, you want to go to Seattle and have to talk ducks in Seattle? Ugh. Like, no, he's not actually leaving.
No, I'm not actually going to Seattle.
It was more of a jokey thing to say congratulations to the great Furness, who was once
awesome,
here
man.
On The Fan. He is now... doing his dream. He gets to still do his KJR show, and he'll be on King 5. They have King and Kong in Seattle.
King Kong.
Yeah. And he'll be doing Kraken stuff.
I can't believe I'm about to say this. Colorado State made me root for Colorado this weekend.
Which is interesting, because even though they won and they backed up some of the, defending the S-talk that Colorado State have, the Shador stuff became polarizing in the postgame.
Very polarizing. First off, before we get to that, it should be noted that Deion... And he was called out by our buddy Ross Tucker. Did you see what he did on the last possession of that game?
Yeah, he tried to boost the stats.
It was 28-9. There was a minute to go. Colorado State, I believe, had no timeouts left, or they had just given up because they're down by 20 with a minute to go.
Yes.
And he was throwing the ball in shotgun, and Shador Sanders took a late hit on a third down incompletion.
Yep.
Instead of just taking a knee on the ball, he almost got his quarterback hurt. So that's a whole different side conversation. But the Colorado State kid, we played the audio on Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it was last week. They were running their mouths. We caught them off guard. Even though they lost the game, they were pretending in the trash talk as if they won. I'm all for trash talk. I'm all for spicing things up. I love when Russ Wilson gets us a little spicy. But you can't say some of the stuff that they said and then just walk up and be buddy, like, ha, just kidding. Good game, man. Just kidding. I was just joking. Like, if you're going to run your mouth, I don't know. I had no issue with the way Shador Sanders handled that at the end of that game, and I probably would have done the same.
So I thought, I think of the Colorado team, Shador is good. I think Travis Hunter's the one I like the most. When his team barely beats a team that they should be beating by double digits, he's like, yo, this is not acceptable. Stop celebrating like we won the title. I thought his post game, he was very likable on the interview. I forgot what channel it was on, but he was doing the post game, and he basically was like, shout out the offensive line. They came to play this week. I'm buying those guys dinner. Anything they want, I'll buy it for them. He mandated that they be in the post-game press conference as well. They awkwardly all stand behind them.
It was kind of funny, them just standing in the background.
Look, I hear you. I get it. I saw the video. By the way, that video was made in the summer. That was not the week of the game.
No.
That was an old video. But still, nonetheless, they talk trash.
I think it was at their media days, their training camp, whatever.
Do you need to say anything? He's coming up to you telling you, good job, you beat me. And his trash talk is aging poorly. My own thing with Shador, you can certainly take his side here, and I'm not really going to eviscerate him for it because I get it, competitiveness, pettiness. He's going to be the face of an NFL team. That's going to be a franchise quarterback. There's a certain way you have to conduct yourself. There just is. And I know that sounds old, white, fuddy-duddy here.
It's a very dirt take of you right now. Well, I'm kind of proud.
But also, teams are going to point this out.
They
of
definitely
like,
will.
You know, you're going to not do interviews or talk after getting your ass whooped against Nebraska or leave early, but you're going to be this guy when you win. Like, the way they conduct themselves when they lose is not the same as when they win.
No.
And that kid at least had the guts to go up and say, hey, man, good job. He's giving you the kudos. His video is going to age poorly. Everybody on the internet's going to make fun of him. He had two picks in that game.
He was terrible.
He was terrible.
He sucks.
You just shake his hand and move on, because guess what? You won. You won everything. They talk trash. You housed him.
And you beat him last year, too.
And you beat him last year, and you had a good game. Like, shake the hand, move on. You look like the bigger man. And instead, you open yourself up to the criticism where people hate you and want to root against you. And you can say, who cares? Some of that stuff is going to matter for NFL teams. I'm not sitting here giving you all these takes of like, oh, I wouldn't have done. I certainly have my moments in my life where I was trash talking. But NFL teams weren't looking at me. They're looking at him as a franchise guy. How you conduct yourself does matter to these teams. And so I just shake the hand and move on. You got the win. You got the laugh. He's going to look like an idiot. That in itself is enough.
It's a very old white take of you. I'm proud of you right now, buddy. Proud
I don't always pull it out, but sometimes
it's in there.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Because I was like happy for them. They like talked so much trash.
The moon's out.
I watched that game. They were embarrassing. They didn't live up to any of that trash
talk. No, they were terrible. That game sucked.
And I loved Travis's interview. And then I saw the video and went, damn it, man. If you just walk off the field, like, yeah, keep talking. We beat you guys by 20 points. She probably should have said no until I did it better. Doesn't even sound that good, to be honest with you.
No.
I actually sound really hot. My mic is too high.
It was a little hot, yeah.
Turn my mic down.
It's really funny in the moment.
I had no snare in my headphones.
So give me one more time. One more time.
She probably should have said no until I did it better.
Yeah. All right. It's going to grow on me. It's going to grow on me. We'll leave it on the board. We'll play it. We'll see where it goes.
That's what happened with my wife.
let's close it up on a Tuesday next on The Fam. Well, people are still arguing in our mentions.
Well, yeah.
Still going on.
The Beeb and the Duck stuff is going to linger. I'm not going to let you derail this segment. We have massive news.
Oh, what do we got? What's our massive news?
Massive sports news.
Massive sports news.
There is a team in a league. I don't know.
I mean, massive. It deserves that. What do we got?
Once upon a time when we played that, we actually had to follow up with legalities.
Well, it doesn't say. It's just a sounder. I think if you have a sounder that says, this is breaking news, okay. I think then maybe we still do. But that's just jingle.
We have a team in a league that's going to lose something on their uniform. And it's going to be kind of funny for me.
Lose something on...
It's a very personal, funny thing for Sprague.
Their uniform.
Yeah.
Well, who's losing what on their uniform?
Are the Braves dropping the tomahawk?
Come on.
I think they're leaning further into the tomahawk.
You think the South is moving away from doing questionable things? I don't think so.
Florida State tried to not do the tomahawk chop for one of their games, and everybody was outraged.
You cannot... Once you do it,
it's
the genie's out, right? Yeah. No, this is going to be quite hilarious in about, checks calendar, 2 to 3 years. The Oklahoma City Thunder will no longer have a gold patch on the old back of the jersey. ESPN's reporting that when the Sonics come back, they're ceding all the history back to the Sonics.
As they should, other than the time that they've been in Oklahoma City.
And
that
I'm
going to
enjoy the Thunder not having the gold patch on
that'll
the
do it
back
for
of
you.
Their jerseys.
Yeah, that'll
you
do it.
Conniving bastards. Although they might earn it back this year.
They could. Our buddy Ken Barkley thinks it'll happen.
They're the number one team in Vegas right now to win it.
They're the number one odds, huh? Yeah. OKC. That whole idea that you can take somebody, like, that's the dumbest thing that happens in sports.
Yep.
Like, the LA Chargers aren't that, you know, at least when you keep the name, there's a stronger argument, but a different city, like, get out of here, dude.
This happened to Charlotte when they went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte recreated. They had to give the history back to Charlotte.
They became the Pelicans.
Oh, God.
What are we doing, man? We asked on Twitter yesterday, do you want the Civil War to continue to be played? Almost every response was no in a screaming fashion.
Still screaming.
And they're still screaming. Yeah. And the answer was 69% of you, basically, rounding up, said, yes, I do want the game to continue to be played.
Yeah. So. That's a weird result, isn't it? The yes to no ratio and then what the responses were?
It is. Shows you the vocal minority against the majority and how people feel.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good little show. If you missed any of it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com. Matt Durden Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. Tomorrow, Josh Pate will join us.
Pate State.
7:40. I want to ask him about chasing tornadoes because he's going to Oklahoma this weekend. And he said the only time he's ever been in Oklahoma was to chase tornadoes. So I'm going to ask him about that tomorrow. That will do it for us, folks. Like the show on YouTube if you haven't done so yet. Subscribe to the channel. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.